Hello, it's the 19th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The National Farmers Union wants police forces to better tackle rural crime after a shock survey found on average it costs the victim over £5,000 per incident. Freya Morgan runs a 2,500-acre farm on the North Bedfordshire border and said the past year there had been 10 crimes on her land, nearly one a month. Crimes include fly tipping and hare coursing, and she said, "Our main issues is hare coursing when organised criminals chase hares for large bets of money." To combat the crime, she hired a security company for nighttime patrols, spent £12,000 on 50 new lockable gates, and dug ditches around her field perimeters as a physical barrier. Bed's rural policing team is based in Dunstable, over an hour away. Around 6:30 a.m. yesterday, a blue BMW left the road, collided with a fence and came to rest in a field in Oakley. The police helicopter was called to search for the car as it seemed it fled the scene of an accident without leaving insurance details. Check the show notes if you have any information on the incident. Bedford College is running a wide range of distance learning courses over the summer, and best of all, they're entirely free. The college say after the past year they want to help prepare those returning to or upgrading their employment. Director of Adult and Community Learning, Faye Williams, said, "This is aimed at adults aged 19 plus who want to take the time to upgrade their skills. Check the show notes for a link to the courses." It took fire and rescue just 10 minutes to climb ladders to the roof of a Kempston house to rescue a cat, which was quicker than the 2 days the cat had been stuck for. The rescue crew said, "Lucky for Oswald, the cat, Kempston Greenwatch came to his rescue this morning and he was very pleased to see them. No one is sure how Oswald got on the roof, but at least the outcome was good news." That's it from me. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.